From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. The United Nations authorities will take measures to protect stranded refugees and immigrants on the Greek border with Macedonia as Iranian refugees protest against the border closure as it continues. Thousands of refugees and immigrants continued arriving at the Greek-Macedonian border despite border police there. They're saying they're clearing anyone of the area from Iran and Syria and Afghanistan. Greece is faced with an increasing bottleneck at its northern borders with Macedonia after its neighboring country erected a metal fence. In a 90-minute interview with public broadcaster ERT Monday, Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras said the only way to stem the influx of refugees and migrants into Europe is to perform the identification, registration and relocation process in Turkey. He says, what they're asking Greece to do, are they asking that we turn back the people in flimsy boats that are overladen with hundreds of refugees and children to drown people in the Aegean? Is that what they're asking from us? Tsipras warned that Greece would not become a warehouse of displaced souls. A flurry of talks were held on the sidelines of the Paris Climate Summit Tuesday with representatives from almost 200 countries busy negotiating a deal to limit global warming to be presented on Friday. As part of the negotiations, summit host Laurent Fabius met with several leaders, including United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and U.S. actor and former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. School children in Beijing stayed home and commuters exchanged cards for public transportation as the Chinese capital's first ever red alert for pollution took effect. Residents wore protective masks as they walked through the thick haze of gray smog that shrouded Beijing's skyline. Beijing authorities issued the red alert Monday after readings showed levels of dangerous microscopic particles. The alert ends Thursday when cold temperatures are expected to reduce smog levels. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has assured Ukrainian lawmakers that the United States will never recognize Russia's attempt to annex Crimea, a statement that drew a standing ovation in Parliament. Biden spoke to the Ukrainian Rada Tuesday just before concluding his visit to Ukraine.
Today, Russia is occupying sovereign Ukrainian territory. Let me be crystal clear. The United States does not, will not, never will recognize Russia's attempt to annex the Crimea.
Vice President Biden also urged lawmakers to fight corruption, warning that the future of Ukraine is at stake. A Chinese language song purportedly released by the Islamic State shows the need for closer global cooperation against terrorism. That's according to China's foreign ministry Tuesday. The senior official said the fight against the Islamic militancy has made progress. Over the weekend, the Islamic State's propaganda arm appears to have put online a recording in Mandarin that exhorts its Muslim brothers awaken. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman said she could not comment on whether the recording was issued by the Islamic State, but said it showed that terrorism is a common enemy of mankind. She says, I have not seen the video that you mentioned, so I cannot comment on the authenticity, but it indeed shows that terrorism is a common enemy of mankind, and in the face of terrorism, no one country can stand on its own, and the international community should stand closer together and cooperate to jointly strike against all forms of terrorism. Crude oil prices remain near seven-year lows in early Asian trading Tuesday as OPEC continues to pump near record oil to defend market share, compounding a glut that sees hundreds of thousands of barrels produced every day in excess of demand. The Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries failed to agree on an oil production ceiling last Friday after a disagreement between Saudi Arabia and Iran that meant for the first time that the group in decades didn't even mention an output quota, which previously stood at 30 million barrels a day. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.